You're listening to SBS News.
Do you want to blow the froth off a few after work?
Give it a fair shake of the sauce bottle.
You're carrying on like a pork chop.
Go on, have a go, you mug.
They're turns of phrase that can be baffling for many, not least of all those who have freshly arrived in the country. The origins of such curious terms have been lost to most in the mists of time, but it appears those without an English-speaking background aren't at all scared to jump into this linguistic melting pot. Researchers at the Australian National University School of Literature, Language and Linguistics have found migrants learning English as their second language use these Aussie words and phrases at the same rate as Australian-born people. Lead study author, Dr. Ksenia Ganeshva, says participants were shown 50 items that have distinctly Australian or American references.
All of these objects have different names in Australian English and American English. For example, the icebox, you could call it an esky in Australia, and Americans would probably call it a cooler, or lollies versus candy, flip-flops versus thongs, and so on and so forth.
The study involved testing four groups of people living in Australia. Native Russian speakers, whose first working exposure to the English language was here. American migrants who experienced Australian English as their second English dialect. Native Russian speakers, who had lived in America before coming to Australia. And native Australian speakers. While the American group adopted the Australian descriptor for the object just 20% of the time, Dr. Ganeshva says as many as 8 out of 10 Russians speaking English as their second language opted for the Australianisms.
Their English was actually more malleable than that of the native speakers of English, the American English speakers, because they acquired and used more of the Australian English words. People have simply had a different amount of exposure to different English varieties. There is no such connection, such emotional connection to words for the second language speakers. It's all about communication, so they use the words that first come to mind.
In a second test, the same four groups listened to words spoken in Australian and American accents and were asked if they were real or not. Once again, the group with English as a second language was best at identifying them correctly, more evidence of their ability to adapt. And what of Dr. Ganeshva's own linguistic preferences when it comes to the local dialect?
My favourite Australianism, I think it's lollies. I like the word lollies. I like the way it sounds.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.